Chapter 4, A Month in the Life of an Owner-Manager. In the last chapter, we explored the financial aspect of property management. In this chapter, we will explore the operational aspect of property management. Very often, I find that people have no real concept of the amount of work and energy that goes into managing property effectively on a daily basis. In this chapter, we will put you in the shoes of an owner-manager and take you through his or her typical daily routines over the course of a month. Imagine that you own an 8-unit apartment building with an average rent of $900 per unit and have decided to take on the management of the building yourself. If you are anything like most of the people I meet at Rich Dad seminars, your real estate investments are a supplement to your full-time job and a sound plan for retirement. That means most of the property's management will be done in your off hours, or you will have to take time off from work to focus on your property. What we'll do now is run through the various tasks and difficulties that you would face throughout a month. Once we have done that, we will list them out along with the time commitments generally required to complete them. This will paint a clear picture of the time and energy needed to successfully manage your investment. Just as you did when we reviewed property management systems, you should make your own list of what you think would typically occur in the course of the month were you to manage this 8-unit building. Also, assign how much time you think each task will take. When we are done with this chapter, I think once again you will see a significant difference between my list and yours. At the beginning of each month, you will have to collect the rent. In your 8-unit building, we'll assume that there are 7 occupied units and 1 vacant. That means you are 87.5% occupied. That is probably the percentage occupancy that you need either to have a small amount of cash flow or break even. So right off, you have the pressure of knowing that you need to collect on all the rent, or you will have to dip into your own money or the building's reserve account to continue operating. Generally, the collection of rent occurs from the 1st to the 3rd of the month. It is a good idea to set a specific date on which the rent is late and to start charging late fees if the rent is not turned in by that date. Strict enforcement of late fees is essential. If you let people slide, word will get out. Even worse, if you let one person slide and not another, you may be at risk to be sued because you are being discriminatory. Fair housing laws are very strict and require you to treat every situation the same, no matter who the person is.